Biden, flanked by uniformed soldiers, bathed in red light, attacks MAGA extremists. By Joel B. Polak on September 1, 2022. President Joe Biden was flanked by two Marines and bathed in red light against a brick wall as he delivered a primetime address in which he told Americans that those he called MAGA Republicans were a threat to the United States and to American democracy. Biden delivered the speech at Independence Hall in Philadelphia, the birthplace of both the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. But the style of his address, carried on every news network, oddly recalled that of leaders in military juntas. In his speech, Biden called for Americans to unite behind the single purpose of defending our democracy regardless of your ideology. That is, unless your ideology happened to be that of a Republican who voted for, and might vote for, Donald Trump. Biden attacked Trump near the start of his address and warned Americans that MAGA forces, those ostensibly aligned with white supremacists, violent extremists, and other undesirables, were at work trying to undermine democratic election processes. As he spoke, he was occasionally distracted by hecklers outside the venue, one of whom shouted "Fuck Joe Biden" through a bullhorn. Police sirens were heard periodically, echoing through the streets of downtown Philadelphia throughout the address. Biden accused MAGA Republicans of seeing a country consumed in darkness and closed his address by recounting the achievements of his administration. He called on Americans to be optimistic and work together to achieve prosperity and justice. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.